Blog Talk Radio. tries to roll over my bones. When sorrow comes to steal the joy I own. When brokenness and pain is all I know. Oh, I won't be shaken. No, I won't be shaken. My fear doesn't stand a chance.
Everybody, thank you for taking the time to join us tonight on this special night. Just in case you haven't heard, tonight, today is Poverty Pate's birthday, and the first message on tonight is a birthday tribute to her, because the Bible talks about giving honor where honor is due. So tonight we're going to give honor to our very own. That's the first message. And the second message, the first message is entitled, She is Everything and Everything is Her. And the second message is Love Thy Neighbor, Part 3. And if you've been with us for Part 1 and Part 2, then you should be looking forward to Part 3. However, with all that being said, the song that I played tonight to open us up, the songs rather, was Your Spirit by Tasha Cobbs Leonard featuring Kiara Shears and Stand in Your Love, Bethel Music featuring Josh Bowen. With that being said, everybody, this is Prolific Fire, and I'm your humble host, Prophet Stacy. Let's begin.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for this opportunity, God, to sit before your people, Lord God. And I pray on tonight, Lord God, that whoever needs this message, God, both parts of this message, God, that they will receive. First of all, God, I pray that Prophet Stacy will receive the first part that you gave me to give to her and every other strong woman like her. I pray that they receive. And whoever it is that needs the second message, or maybe both messages, God, I pray that they will receive on tonight. As tonight is a dual message on tonight, I pray that you give me the strength to deliver both the way that you gave it to me. In the name of Jesus, your name gets all the glory, Father. Amen. The foundational text for both messages will be 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. Then 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 1 through 6 from the AMPC, the Amplified Classic Bible. Now the wife of a son of a prophet cried to Elisha, "Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord, but the creditor has come to take my two sons to be his slave." Elisha said to her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what have you of sale value in the house?" She said, Your handmaid has nothing in the house except a jar of oil." Then he said, "Go around and borrow vessels from your neighbors, and not a few. And when you come in, shut the door upon you and your son. Then pour out the oil you have into all those vessels, setting aside each one when it is full." She went from him and shut the door upon herself and her son, who brought her the vessel, and she poured the oil. When the vessels were all full, she said to her son, "Bring me another vessel." And he said to her, "There is not a one left." Then the oil stopped multiplying. In tonight's foundational text, we see a woman forced to go from one situation to the next. She barely had enough time to grieve the loss of her husband before having to switch gears and go into fight mode to save her two sons from the creditor who had marked them as his next slave. He had marked them as his next slave, and she couldn't even grieve her husband for having to fight for her kids. The creditor could just see them being his next slave. He had them marked. So she cried out to Elisha for help because everything was now on her shoulders. She was not just a woman. She was a wife. Not just a wife, but a mother. She was the head of the household now. She was the spiritual voice for her house now. And her kids looked to her for everything now. She was a strong woman, facing as bravely as she could many difficult issues all at once, it seemed. Still, to everybody, within her sphere of influence, she was everything. She is everything, and everything is her. Message one for tonight. Message one for tonight, again, is she is everything, and everything is her. Prophetess Kate, this message is dedicated to you and to all the strong women out there like you. I pray that you receive. Even with your husband in the home, you still have to be everything to everybody. Your kids come to you for everything. You have to be his wife, their mother, advisor, counselor, and on top of all of that, you have been designated prayer warrior for your house. You have been designated a prayer warrior for the house. You have to be everything to everybody, despite what you might be going through personally yourself. Just like the woman in tonight's text, you've had to face creditors about bills you didn't make. You've had creditors harassing you while the enemy was trying to take out your child. The enemy ain't got no shame. He'll distract you with a creditor and on the sly trying to take out your child. And on the sly be trying to take out your child. On the sly be trying to disrupt your marriage, etc. You've had creditors harassing you while the enemy was trying to take out your child, trying to disrupt your marriage, etc. Again, I'm talking specifically to Prophet Paige, but if you are a strong woman and you can relate to what I'm saying, receive it for yourself tonight as well. If you can relate to this message, I want you to receive it for yourself tonight as well. If you know there's always something to pray about, always something to stay in faith about, somebody just go ahead and say, amen. You're telling the truth, Prophet Stacy. Amen. Because the enemy will use creditors, financial issues, something going on with your children, something in your marriage to throw shade and be a distraction to you. You see, the creditor in tonight's foundational text had the woman's two sons marked to be his next set of slaves. As I said, he could just see them being his next set of slaves. He had them marked to be his next set of slaves. But instead of backing down and just let the creditor have her sons, this woman in tonight's foundational text, she went into fight mode. She went into mama bear mode to save her boy. Oh, yeah, she went into mama bear mode to save her boy. And just recently, my friend, my sister, I witnessed you do the same thing. Like the woman in tonight's text, like the mother in tonight's text, you went into fight mode, mama bear mode, to protect your daughter from an attack the enemy. From an attack the enemy had waiting for her on the first day of school. The enemy had her marked for something, but God, glory to God, the enemy had her marked for something, but God, he quickly turned the whole situation around in the enemy's face. Somebody said, won't he do it? I know he did. He turned the situation quickly around in the enemy's face. The Bible says the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise. 2 Peter 3 and 9 from the NIV. He quickly turned the situation around. And God says, tell you, he didn't do it because you're strong. He didn't do it because you're faithful. He did it, hear me, he did it because you make yourself available. You make yourself available to him every afternoon in prayer. You set the atmosphere for your house in prayer. Just like in tonight's foundational text, when the woman cried out to Elisha and he told her to borrow vessels from her neighbors and then shut the door upon her and her sons went in with her because what she was about to do would shift the whole atmosphere of their house. And what the house do, what she do, they do. My friend, my sister, you shift the atmosphere of your house in prayer. And whatever the house do, whatever you do, they do. Whatever you do, he do. I'll say it again, my friend, my sister, you shift the atmosphere of your house in prayer. So keep on praying, sis. And whatever the house do, whatever you do, they do. Whatever you do, he do. God says you can't afford to act crazy when a situation comes up. Because whatever you do, they do. If you act crazy, if you spiral out of control, the whole house would be crazy and out of control. Now, I know that can be a lot of weight to carry, a heavy responsibility. But God says as long as you keep making yourself available, as long as you remain a willing vessel pouring out to others, he'll keep pouring into you. But God says as long as you make yourself available, as long as you remain a willing vessel pouring out to others, he'll keep pouring into you. The oil on your life will sustain you. The oil on your life will sustain you. And you will see things miraculously turn in your favor. Notice from the text, as long as there were vessels available, the pouring continued. So keep being an available vessel. So keep being an available vessel. Happy birthday, sis. We love you here on Prolific Fire. We love you on Faith on the Line. If you love Prophetess Katie, if you have something that you want to say to her specifically, at the end of tonight's service, I will open the phone line for two things. Number one, if you have something nice, now get your phones together, something nice to say to our very own Prophetess Kate for her birthday. It's her birthday, y'all. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. And number two, and of course, as always, if you have a prayer request, get your prayer request in your hand, get ready for that, and press 1 on your phone. You can start now by pressing 1 on your phone, and I will open the lines up shortly. But right now, we're going into the second message for tonight. Shifting gears at this point. Okay, so let's recap before going into the last part of Love Thy Neighbor. This is the last part of Love Thy Neighbor. This is Love Thy Neighbor, part 3. In part 1, we talked about adoption. We talked about sponsoring a child. We talked about really getting involved and pulling some young person in need out of the water. We even asked the question, who was it that pulled you out of the water, pulled you out of the streets? Who was it that opened their home to you and kept you out of foster care? Who was it that sacrificed themselves for you? As I said then, I would say now, you don't have to answer me, but answer the question for yourself. Who was it that pulled you out of the water, pulled you out of the streets? Who was it that opened their home to you and kept you out of foster care? Who was it that sacrificed themselves for you? Remember, love thy neighbor means sacrificing yourself for the greater good of that one in need. Remember also, your neighbor could be anywhere geographically speaking. Your neighbor could be anywhere geographically speaking. The word neighbor in the body of Christ is anybody anywhere God leads you to exist. The word neighbor in the body of Christ is anybody anywhere God leads you to exist. And in Love Thy Neighbor Part 2, we talked about being called to help the homeless, being called to hold countries and a certain group of people, etc., because God has added to us more than just things. Remember, we said that we are more than things. God has added more to us than just material things, material stuff. And in the midst of what we were talking about, I felt led to prophesy about the abuse, about the domestic violence that was secretly going on. Now, here in the final part of Love Thy Neighbor, part 3, again, we're going to use the same text, 2 Kings 4, 1 through 6, from the AMPC. We've already discovered that the woman in tonight's foundational text was a wife whose husband had just recently died, leaving all the financial responsibilities on her. And one creditor in particular was coming to collect on the debt. The creditor was set on making her two sons his next set of slaves. The creditor was set on making her two sons his next set of slaves. So she was now dealing with that. And on top of all of that, having two sons absent of their father, sons who now looked at her whose sons who now look to her for everything. Everything from spiritual guidance to her being both mother and father, trying to fill a void left by her deceased husband. She had it all on her. Somebody can relate. You know what it feels like to have it all on you. She had it all on her. At least she had it all on her until the prophet Elisha told her to go around her current neighborhood and borrow vessels, borrow some jars from her neighbors. She had it all on her until the prophet Elisha told her to go around her current neighborhood and borrow vessels, borrow some jars from her neighbors. Just like that, what did Elisha do? Not only did he get the woman and her two sons involved in producing their own miracle, not only did he get the woman and her two sons involved in producing their own miracle, but he also got the neighbors involved in helping her by giving her what they had. Somebody, I hear the words community activist. God has called you to that community. You're not just living there because you grew up there or because your job happened to relocate you there or married life led you and your spouse there. No, 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 no. It was God who led you there, and you're there on purpose, for a purpose. You are a community activist, meaning the greatest burden you feel is to reach out to the community in which you live, meaning that the greatest burden you feel is to reach out to the community in which you live. You have not been called to overseas missions work, and that's okay. No, for you, in your case, your neighbor really is solely that person next door, down the street, up the road. Therefore, hear me, therefore, don't feel bad when others you feel are doing way more. Therefore, don't feel bad when others you feel are doing way more than you. You just remain faithful to what God has called you to do. You just remain faithful to what God has called you to do without excuses. You see the neighbors in tonight's text, who the Bible leaves unnamed. The Bible is so smart. The Holy Spirit is so smart. The names were deliberately left out of the Bible because those neighbors could have been you or me. And what would we have done? That's a good question. And what would we have done? Hopefully, we would have done the right thing and gave what we had to her as a neighbor. For somebody, the woman in tonight's foundational text represents that neighbor you see every day. And you know all her business. I mean all her business, because it's a small town. You know her husband just died. You know she's having some money issues. You know she has two children. And school just started or is about to start. So what will you do? How will you love thy neighbor? How will you love thy neighbor? You see, you think you know all her business just so that you can come and observe her life and sit back and judge. You think you know all her business just so that you can sit back and judge, so that you can come close to her life and then start judging. The minute you see a man come up over there in her house, you just assume she has a sugar daddy now. You're watching her life, observing her life, just sitting back judging, and the minute you see a man come up over there at her house, you just assume she has a sugar daddy now. But God says, hear what God says, but God says, what are you doing to help her? Just because you're strong right now and you made to a certain status, and she hasn't, that doesn't make you any better than her. That does not make you any better than her. Your life could change any day. And you could go from being strong with a strong marital status, a strong financial status, strong living status in general, to you now being the one that's weak, the one that's vulnerable and in need, and everybody's talking about you, then what? How will you feel if the shoe turns and is on the other foot? How will you feel? Then what? Romans 15, verses 1 and 2 from the Message Bible says, strength is for service, not status. The Bible in Romans 15, verses 1 and 2 from the Message Bible simply says, strength is for service, not status. So just because you're strong in some areas right now, don't brag. Please don't be caught bragging. Don't brag. Instead, God wants to know, how will you use your strength? How will you use your status to serve? It's all about serving. It's all about servanthood. How will you love thy neighbor as yourself? Mark 12, verses 30 through 31. Instead, God wants to know, how will you use your strength? Use your status to serve. How will you love thy neighbor as yourself? In tonight's foundational text, I love it. I just love it because it shows a woman and her two sons, along with their neighbors, all pulling together to make something happen. Sometimes it takes a team to make something happen, and everybody has to pull together. That's what I love about it. The woman, her two sons, and her neighbors were all pulling together to make something happen. In the text, the woman used the oil that she had. Maybe it wasn't a lot, but she used what she had. And her neighbors, they came alongside of her, and they gave her what they had. They gave her the vessels. They gave her the jars to put the oil in. Somebody, don't ever make the statement. Don't, from this night forward, don't ever make the statement, I don't have it to give. I don't have it to give. Don't ever make that statement. You might not have it in money-wise. You might not have it money-wise, but you do have something. I'm sure the neighbors would have said up to that point that they didn't have anything. But they did. All this woman neighbors gave, and perhaps all they had to give were vessels, were jars, and yet they gave it willingly. Perhaps all they had to give were jars, were vessels, and they gave it willingly. So stop making that excuse. Maybe you weren't called to adopt a child or sponsor a child. Maybe you weren't called to be an advocate for abused women. But you can be an activist right there in your neighborhood, for your neighborhood, for your community. Helping your community with what you have. By offering canned goods to a family in need, by cooking a meal for a neighbor in need. If you're a really good cook, consider cooking a meal for your neighbor that you know is in need. Or simply by getting your neighbor's kids and treating them to McDonald's along with your kids. If you're already going to McDonald's with your kids, why not get that neighbor's kids and take them to McDonald's as well? You know that neighbor. That neighbor that we just mentioned, the one that just lost her husband, and she's having money issues. And plus, school just started or is about to start for her kids. Why not pick up a few extra school supplies? You're already in the store. I mean, you're already in the store anyway, buying for your kids. Think about her and her kids and pick up some extra. Love thy neighbor. Love thy neighbor. Serve in whatever manner God is leading you to. Hear me. Serve in whatever manner God is leading you to. There are no little or big acts of service. There are no little or big acts of service. In God's eyes, we need each other's help one way or another. In God's eyes, we need each other's help one way or another. Just the way he designed it to be. And that's just the way he designed it to be. So stop making excuses. Love thy neighbor. And I'll say it one last time, since this is the final part three, love thy neighbor. Father God, look upon everybody tonight, Lord God. Look upon them in whatever situation that they're going through. Continue to help them to be strong, Lord God, knowing that their oil will not right now. Their oil will sustain them. By oil, I mean the anointing on their life. It will sustain them if they stay committed to prayer. And Father God, look upon those, Lord God, that are hesitant to give because they feel that they don't have something to give. But everybody has something. I pray that they can see through this message that everybody has something. If it's only jars, if it's only vessels, if it's only canned goods, if it's only a meal, if they don't have the money, they have something. Let everybody give. Love thy neighbor in whatever capacity that you have called them to do so. Whether you call them to adopt, whether you call them to sponsor a child, whether you call them to just be in the community, doing what they need to do in the community, loving thy neighbor within the community, whether you call them to reach out to abused women or whatever you call them to do, the bottom line is teach each and every one of us the way in which you would have us to love thy neighbor. We want to love thy neighbor the way that you would have prayer for us to love thy neighbor as ourselves. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Okay, y'all, right now it looks like there's no live prayer request for tonight. And right now it looks like everybody's being shy. There's nobody that's coming on to say something to participate. But I'm going to give you her Instagram. And later on, if you decide to say something to her or perhaps you wanted to, but you just couldn't make it tonight, leave her a nice message on her Instagram. Her Instagram is at Natasha Pate. Pate is P-A-T-E. Leave her a nice message in the comment on her Instagram. Tell her how you appreciate her. You appreciate the word that's in her. You appreciate the prayer. You appreciate her being so transparent. Because a lot of times she ministers to us from her life and from the Bible. She gives you honest testimony, faith testimonies to build your faith. So if she's built your faith over the years and you just couldn't make it tonight, be sure to stop by her Instagram and leave a message. So probably say, I'm going to bring you on for a minute just so the people can hear your voice. You might have some comments about tonight. I pray that you were blessed. I pray that you have some comments for tonight. You all there?
Hello, 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 everybody. I want to thank you all for the birthday wishes on today. I had a wonderful time on today. The Lord just really filled my heart with joy. Those that know me through Facebook, I thank you for all the messages and the birthday wishes also on Instagram. And I want to thank you, and maybe on Twitter, and most of all, I want to thank you on tonight, Prophetess Stacy, that I enjoyed the message, and I really did, and I thank and praise God on tonight. I thank and praise God for everything I have heard. I thank and praise God for all those that's going to come on and wishing happy birthdays. And I want to let you all know today was a wonderful day. I thank and praise God. My heart was really blessed on to today. I thank and praise God for everything through my children, my husband, my families and friends and those that I just thank and praise God for you all on tonight. And I thank and praise God for the encouraging message. And it really blessed my heart. And I try to live according to what God's word is asked for us to do. And I try to walk in his will. And most of all, like Prophetess Stacy said, I don't only just share faith. I tell you all, some of my business, and it's just only to encourage you, just to let you know that to hold on and God can do it and he will do it. But the word was on point on tonight, and I thank and praise God. Sometimes you have to play the role in so many things in your home, and that's why I pray like I do, because there's so much going on. Do the body get tired? Yes. Do my flesh get weak in areas? Yes. But I still press and I still pray. So I want to let you all know on tonight, I really appreciate you all. And I really appreciate all the wishes and the birthday wishes. Yes, I have had a wonderful time. Yes, I enjoy myself on tonight. Of course, you can hear it in my voice, and it's wonderful on today. So you all, I want to turn y'all back over to Prophet Stacy. And Prophet Stacy, I thank you for the message. Thank you for allowing God to use you like you do. And I really, really, really appreciate what God put in your heart to do for me. Because don't nobody have to do anything for you. But they're just what a true friend does. They honor each other. And not only that, I thank and praise God for being truthful. And so I want to turn it back over to you. But I was really blessed today, and my birthday was really wonderful on today. I thank God for allowing me to turn another year old and praying that next year will be better than 2019. And so on tonight, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you all, and have a blessed night. Prophet Stacy, I turn it back over to you.
Okay, stay right there, Prophet Stacy, because I think somebody else wants to say something to you for your birthday. Lisa, if you want to say something, mesh one on your phone. Mesh one on your phone. You're so welcome, Prophet Stacy. And I meant every word that I said. I love you. Keep on praying because it is making a difference in your home. And keep on bringing the word strong like you do on Prolific Fire and on Faith on the Line. We appreciate everything about you. If nobody else ever tells you that, I appreciate everything about you. We appreciate everything about you. Okay, Lisa is ready to say something. You're still on the air, Prophet Stacy. I'm going to let her talk first.
Okay.
Happy birthday, woman of God.
Lisa, you're
on the call tonight. I missed the prayer. I missed the word on tonight, but I didn't on giving you a birthday blessing. You know, some people say birthday wish, but it's no such thing as a birthday wish. It's a birthday blessing, because just like you said, woman of God, you turn another year old, you know. So thank God that he allowed you to wake up this morning and see a brand new day, another day, a new day. And I thank God for the extraordinary woman that you are. And I'm hoping, I'm praying that you have an extraordinary day, because you are an extraordinary woman of God. So God bless you, not just you, but your family also.
Thank you. Thank you, Lisa. God bless you, woman of God.
And I love you and Providence Season, sir.
Love you too, Lisa.
We love you too.
Aww.
Okay, that was real touching. Thank you, Lisa. We love you. Prophet Stacy, we love you. If there's anybody else that want to wish her a happy birthday, as I said, reach out to her on Instagram. At this point, I'm just going to tell you that if you didn't get your prayer request in on tonight because you were running a little late, but you still have a prayer request, be sure to join us on Friday for Faith on the Line. It starts Friday night at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. That's 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. By calling the number that many of you called tonight, which is 347-426-3782. 347-426-3782. And get your prayer request in then if you have a prayer request. And if you listen to the sound of my voice and you want to reach out to me directly, you can do so by finding me on Twitter at Prolific Fire, on Instagram at Prophet Stacy. And you can do so also you can do so by reaching out to me on Prolific Fire Ministry, the Facebook page, or call 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. With all of that being said, everybody, just have a blessed night. Just have a blessed night. We love you. We thank you for tuning in. God bless.